you've got your kilt in a twist.
Help, Bubble!
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
I was listening to a podcast today, and the guest was Randall Monroe, who's an author and a cartoonist. He's written a new book called What If?, which is all about hypothetical questions. And this is the question that really stuck in my mind, which is, if everybody on the planet separated from everyone else for a month, would the cold virus die out? And the answer is yes. Yes, it would. Because the cold virus only lives within us. It can't live within animals or anything else. Now, I can see that there's a few things to be worked out, but I'm all for it because colds, and the cold I have now, which is actually the worst cold in history, they just last and last, and I'm pretty tired of it. But while I'm gone away from everybody for the month, I hope you'll be listening to our podcast because we'll still be bringing you, you know, the very best of contemporary Celtic music. Let us start off this program with Admiral Follow and The Paper Trench.
Helps with the stockpiling of your wooden cells. Only in high rolling and in soft focus do we ever ask, is there not more than this?
Kathleen. She is a member of the String Sisters on her own there, and she's threading that tune right through the needle's eye. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist. I have to tell you, the last couple of days we've had tremendous rainstorms here in Vancouver, and when I say that, you know that Vancouver gets twice as much rain as London or San Francisco. So when I say it's been raining a lot, you know it's been deluge. Well, thereafter on Bowen Island can really feel about it because they say watch out for Columbia River rain. Are you sending that up from the south?
High hills fade in the afternoon. Heat haze hides the rising moon. Temple veins beat in your brain as you sit and watch the coming rain. Just how fast the day will turn. Rivers flow, forest burns, smoke across the mountain shore. It's getting darker now than you've seen before. It's getting darker now than you've seen before. Columbia River rain washing me right out my mind again. Columbia River rain washing me right out my mind again. Lightning strikes, the robin flies. Silver rivers, silver skies. Watching through the broken screen. It's getting darker now than you've ever seen, and nothing else outside the door. Nothing to come. Right out my mind again.
I'm saying.
Surely you must be listening to another Celtic soundcheck. Check, check, check.
The best in Celtic music. Best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm going to kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
Thursday, November 13th at 7:30 at the Waterfront Theatre, Alan Doyle talks about his new memoir, Where I Belong. His story starts with a rowdy journey through the cod tongues, altars, girls and guitars of his young life in Petty Harbour and continues with his journey as lead singer of the acclaimed folk rock band Great Big Sea. November 15th at the Chan Center's Chan Shun Concert Hall, the Irish Times calls The Gloaming one of the great forces in Irish music. The group features Irish singer Yarla O'Leonard, best known for his contribution to the Afro-Celt sound system, fiddle master Martin Hayes, Chicago guitarist Dennis Cahill, New York pianist Thomas Bartlett, and Hardinger fiddle innovator Cowan O'Reilly. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts every month. Call 604-434-3747 or log onto Celtic-Connection.com and stay connected with us through our websites. Write to us through worldbeatcanada.com, calcopyright.com, or even ladywholivesdownthelane.com. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and we have more fantastic Celtic music from all around the world and right around the corner. I'm Patricia Fraser.
La bouteille qui revient du marché, il fait peur aux petites vieilles quand y a pas son dentier.
Quand y a pas son dentier,
quand il parle, il bégaye et marche un peu de côté. Comme toutes les lendemains de veille, va vendre ce qu'il a ramassé. Il y en avait plein le long du chemin, il y en avait d'autres dans le bas de la côte. Remplis son sac sur le bord de la traque, vide les poubelles dans les ruelles, c'était le recycleur avant son heure. Une cabane, quelque part dans un boisé. C'est comme un secret qui plane. D'où c'est qui est arrivé?
D'où c'est qui est arrivé?
Des fois, les jeunes s'acharnent à vouloir l'embêter. Tifo veut pas de chicane, mais des bouteilles à ramasser.
Mais des bouteilles à ramasser.
Il y en avait plein le long du chemin, il y en avait d'autres dans le bas de la côte. Remplis son sac sur le bord de la traque, vide les poubelles dans les ruelles. C'était le recycleur avant son heure. Un jour, Tifo Bouteille fut mort et enterré. Et pleurait les petites vieilles, l'église était bondée.
L'église était bondée.
Des fois, les gens se réveillent quand la mort vient les secouer. Depuis, il y a plein de bouteilles qui traînent dans le quartier.
Qui traînent dans le quartier.
On en voit plein le long du chemin, des cannes de coke dans le bas de la côte. Et revolent les sacs sur le bord de la traque. Il y a trop de poubelles dans les ruelles, c'est à le recycleur. Avant son heure.
Thank you.
beats, propping up swirling pipes and fiddles, squeezed through a postmodern filter of electronica, dub, and chill. Hardwired with funk, jazz, bluegrass, and punk.
The eyes are open, the mouth moves, but Mr. Brain has long since departed, hasn't he?
It's all in the mix at Celt in a Twist with your host, Patricia Fraser.
From the Basque region of Spain, playing the triquitixa, or accordion, with Bellardi. Before that, we heard those old rock throwers from Quebec, Les Tireux de Roche, with Tifo Bouteille. I guess they're throwing a few bottles, too. Speaking of bottles, Barley Juice has a friend, and like some friends of mine, she's a real tequila mockingbird. Yes, it's Nancy Drinks Tequila.
Dire There's a bonny lass from County Bucks I'm sure you've heard about, on the subject of the drink, and she is utterly devout. Never had a dram of whiskey, never had a pint of stout. Surely still that's not to say she's the type we'll do without. Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day. Stronger men than old Sylvester, senior put away. Her lips will ne'er touch whiskey, beer, or port, or punch, or tay. Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day. When Nancy's in the public house, there's sure to be a bloody row. She always wants a dram more than the landlord can or will allow. If looks could kill, a certain more than one man would have up and died. Hell, it hath no fury as when Nancy's thirst is being denied. Nancy drinks tequila, she's not like a normal Irish lass. She'll even eat the worm that's lying at the bottom of the glass. I dare you all, lads big and small, if you believe you got the brass, go head to head with Nancy and she'll drink you flat upon your arse. Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day. Stronger men than old Sylvester, I've seen her put away. Her lips will ne'er touch whiskey, beer, or port, or punch, or tay. Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day. Used to meet on Saturdays down at the pub, the Drum and Fife. And after 20 shots or so one night, she said she'd be me wife. I can't complain about the pain that's in me brain each Sunday morning. I suppose this life I chose, it hasn't come without a warning. Now we're a loving couple, tippling doubles down in Dublin town. She's still as pretty as the day I saw her in her wedding gown. As for me, it's plain to see tequila's cost me liver dear. I wonder if she'll love me less if I go back to drinking beer. Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day. Stronger men than old Sylvester, I've seen her put away. Her lips will ne'er touch whiskey, beer, or port, or punch, or tay. Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day. Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day. Stronger men than old Sylvester, I've seen her put away. Her lips will ne'er touch whiskey, beer, or port, or punch, or tay. Nancy drinks tequila and she drinks it night and day.
The walls or the station steel and stone could not contain us. beyond the bounds of a nation, steel and stone could not contain us.
Celtic band is from Nederland, Colorado. It's Elephant Revival, and the tune is called The Obvious. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist. We have more great Celtic music coming up for you, including the Young Dubliners. I'm Patricia Fraser.
At the station, pack all your songs of love and emigration. Wave goodbye if you were so alive. We'll step into the great unknown. You'll miss the crack, but there's no turning back. When you get there, you won't be alone. So let's go, let's go. Call them up, tell them we're all coming on. No shamrocks and there'll be no folly clovers. It's just a party and we're only getting started. We'll fix your lonely and we'll fix your broken hearted. With a mighty, the same old story, just a different generation. The traveling people, a familiar situation. So hard, if we can get a job, we know that when the day is done. A race at last to the future and the past, we'll sing it to the morning sun. So ride on, ride on. Call them up, tell them we're all coming over. There'll be no shamrocks and there'll be no folding clovers. It's just a party and we're only getting started. We'll fix your lonely and we'll fix your broken heart. We'll be right back.
Iberian Peninsula, that's Daz Carrier from Portugal, and Tronco. We just heard from the group today, and they are putting out another album later this month. Looking forward to that. But unfortunately for us, fans of the group, they are splitting up after that. Before that, we heard Young Dubliners and We the Mighty. Now let's hear from Heidi Talbot and The Shepherd Lad.
Once there was a shepherd lad, kept sheep upon the hill, and he's laying his pipe on his crook aside, and there he slept his fill. He woke up on a river bank on a fine morning, and there he spied a lady swimming in the clothes that she was born in. So he raised his head from his green bed, and he approached the maid. "Put on your clothes, my dear," he said, "and do not be afraid. It's fitter for a lady fair to sew silk and seam than to rise on a fine May morning and swim against the stream. Well, if you'll not touch my mantle and you leave my clothes alone, then I'll give you all the money, sir, that you can carry home. Touch your mantle and I leave your clothes alone, but I'll tack you out of the clear water, my dear, to be my own." And he sent her out of the clear water, and he's a rowder in his arms. "Put on your clothes, my dear," he said, "and hide your bounty's charms." He's put her on the white steed, himself upon a mother, and it's all along the way they rode, like sister and like brother. To let the fair maiden, when the gates were opened, it's all and she stepped in. She said, "Kind sir, you are a fool without, and I'm a maid within. So fare thee well, my modest boy, I thank you for your care. But had you done as you desired, I'd never have left you there. And I will sew no silken seam on a fine May morning. You can buy time till your time runs out, so take this as fair warning. I will sew no silken seam on a fine May morning. You can bide your time till your time runs out, so take this as fair warning."
It is that we have rascals, rogues and losers. We've got roustabouts, rapscallions and a bucket load of boozers. We've got balladeers and blowhards of all sorts. We've got poets, priests and pirates. We have no astronauts. There was a space race, if there was, I think I missed it. From the Earth up to the Moon and back, doesn't that take the biscuit? Well, I wouldn't mind a little ride in zero gravity, as long as they could promise I'll be home in time for tea. I've got me two good legs. If I wanna take a trip, I got no use for a rocket ship. I'll walk if you don't mind, it's how I always get around. I might be staring at the stars, but I keep both feet on the ground. Both feet on the ground. I got both feet on the ground. Giant vacuum up there in the sky. Ah, but where's the place to plug it in? I think it's all a lie. I've heard of Halley's Comet, and I'll tell you what I think. It's just a kind of chemical for cleaning out the sink. I got me two good legs if I want to take a trip. I got no use for a rocket ship. I'll walk if you don't mind, it's how I always get around. I might be staring at the stars, but I keep both feet on the ground. Both feet on the ground. I've got both feet on the ground. We've got spuds to go around, and you'll never see the shuttle land on the streets of Newrytown. Well, in the fields of Athenry, there's not a launching pad in sight. We've got no mirrors or voyagers, but we turned out all right. I've got me two good legs if I want to take a trip. I got no use for a rocket ship. I'll walk if you don't mind, it's how I always get around. I might be staring at the stars, but I keep both feet on the ground. I keep my both feet on the ground. I got my both feet on the ground.
Beat Canada Radio, you will find the host, Kel Coat, talking about the space race, which happens to be the song that the Gaelic Storm brought to us just then. Before that, Heidi Talbot and the Shepherd Lad. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, where we are, of course, providing you with more great Celtic music. Stay tuned. I'm Patricia Fraser.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Celt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic Play of the Day.
Our Cosmic Celtic Play for today is Sea of Clouds by the Treacherous Orchestra. But first, this thought to ponder from Edgar Watson Howe. A wise man is one who sees the storm coming before the clouds appear.
Thank you.
joining us today on Celt in a Twist. I hope you are listening to our sister podcast, World Beat Canada Radio. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Cal Capire Communications. Our producer is Cal Code. We are going to go out on Bella Fleck and the Flecktones with Prickly Pear. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
Communications.